I remember when I was younger, I used to think it was so cool when somebody was like, I'm just coming home from jail. Why he just come home from jail? I should think I was so fascinated with that.
Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. You're about to hear Darryl's story of incarceration. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison on narcotics and gun charges. His childhood fascination with jail had become a reality.
All right, okay, let me explain to you something about prison. You may go on somebody. You come in there. After you see a few incidents, and say you go in there first, you see somebody get their head busted open. You be like, whoa, you know, shying away from it. But after a while, after you keep seeing people getting their head busted, you're like, oh, well. You might even step over somebody, keep it moving, mind your business, just keep it moving. Because you become immune to that. You adapt to your situation. You become an animal, basically.
Despite the seduction of the illusion of power that he finds in prison, Darryl was able to find reasons to give up the hustling lifestyle.
I gave it up because when I went to prison, I had nothing. Then the people that was out there with me, they ain't help me out. I couldn't get a letter. I wasn't asking them for no money. I was like, send me some pictures. If they go out, send me some pictures. Couldn't get that. So can you imagine how I felt in there? Like when you first go in, you be like, man, you'd be so angry. So you'd be so angry. All you think is like, I can't wait to get out there because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But then as you're sitting in prison, you got to grow up like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hurt them by being successful, not being out on the corner, coming home, getting a job, being successful.
Though Darryl experienced a shift in thinking while in prison, he doesn't credit it to anything prison did. He's suspicious of politicians who use tough rhetoric when talking about sentencing guidelines for drug and handgun defenders.
Okay, if they care that much about prison, put programs in there that could change somebody's mind. Give the prisoners some choices. Give them some programs. No programs in there. Take a trade. You don't have no class to get you ready to come home. Okay, if they care that much, they will implement some of the programs. There's nobody to get you prepared for the outside life after you just spent 5, 6, 7 years in prison. That's why a lot of guys and females go back to prison because there's nothing to prepare them for. They don't know what to expect once they get back out here. Prison is big money business. So that's probably why they're not going to put them programs in there. They don't care. They'll feed you, house you, let you go to the gym. That's it. They don't care about sending you out here because they feel like, okay, you come back, that's more money for us. And that's real.
Some programs do exist in Maryland prisons to help inmates have a successful reentry into society. But critics say those programs are underfunded and understaffed. And next week, Darryl talks about his reentry and shares his thoughts on his family and his children. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. What you've heard today is part of a longer piece. Hear it at www.centerforemergingmedia.com. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.